In Afghanistan, government corruption is a major problem, and one man is making the fight against it, in his words, a personal jihad. Abdul Jabbar Sabet is Afghanistan's attorney general. He was appointed by President Hamid Karzai last summer and given the task of cracking down on corrupt practices. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson sent this profile from Kabul.
All eyes are on Abdul Jabbar Sabet, who holds court on this sweltering morning in the tree-shaded courtyard of his office. The attorney general strokes his long white beard and leans forward on his desk. He tells the clerk to call the next case.
Abdul Ghani.
A man in a prayer cap jumps up from among 30 Afghans who sit on folding chairs. His name is Abdul Ghani, and he hurries over to the attorney general. He tells this story. Abdul Ghani's father was given land by the government 70 years ago. The father, in turn, deeded the land to his son, but a neighbor confiscated the property. Abdul Ghani went to court, which ordered the neighbor to give it back, but local authorities refused to enforce the ruling because they are friends of the neighbor. The attorney general tells Abdul Ghani not to worry. He'll take care of it. Sabet says these packed sessions he holds three times a week constantly remind him of how rampant corruption is across Afghanistan. There are all kinds. Bribery, embezzlement, nepotism, each of them fueled by the billions of dollars the West is spending to rebuild his country. There are at least six words for bribe in Dari alone, including one that refers to the picture of George Washington on the dollar bill.
We have corruption because of the war that we had and because of the poverty that we have here and because of too much money that came to us all of a sudden from international community.
Temptation?
Yes. Temptation, poverty, and war. Like, for example, a prosecutor makes an average $60 per month. It's nothing. You people spend $60 some days in your parking.
But he says that doesn't excuse Afghan civil servants who steal. Sabet says if a government worker feels he isn't being paid enough, he should leave. It's that sort of no-nonsense approach that endeared the 62-year-old to Afghans when he took office last August, and to Western officials. They thought the American-trained lawyer who wears his hair and beard like a tribal elder, but who favors Western suits, just might bring law and order to a country dominated by powerful warlords. His tenure so far has disappointed most Afghans. A recent survey found they view corruption as the worst in 30 years. Critics add that Sabet's confrontational style has overshadowed his role as a crusader against corruption, like in April when he arrested a newscaster from Tolo TV station for misquoting him, or his ongoing dispute with a top army general who Sabet says tried to kidnap him and shot at his car. The general denies the kidnap claim and says the shooting was in self-defense. One vocal critic, Afghan Senator Mohammed Alam Ezidyar, says Sabet, who is a Pashtun, is racist, that he only targets Afghans from other ethnic groups.
We're busy gathering votes for his impeachment. Whoever has authority to do something and who wants stability in this country should force him to step down.
Sabet dismisses such critics as nothing more than political rivals.
A good number of them are my potential targets. They want to see me go, but they will take this wish of theirs to their graves.
Legislator Ahmad Behzad, who supports Sabet, argues that firing the attorney general will only reward corrupt politicians.
His biggest success is the fear he's generated among mid-ranking civil servants, and he's managed to prosecute some bigger names, even if the charges didn't stick.
That included the high-profile mayor of the western city of Herat, whom Sabet charged with embezzling $70 million. Behzad and other advocates say Sabet simply can't do more, not unless the judicial branch is strengthened, and not until more high-ranking government officials stop protecting family and friends who engage in corruption. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.